On that note, I'm going to introduce our first speaker today is Rula Kalfawi. Rula is from Gaza. She lives now in Sydney. She's a former employee of the United Nations, and she's going to talk to you more about this whole situation. Thank you, Rula. Woo!
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Peace be upon you. Can you hear me? I'm sorry if I'm not as loud as I'm clear as I'm trying to gather all my strength to be here. But the minute I just saw the crowds coming in, life is coming back to me. And I want to tell you about me and about my family in Gaza. My name is Rula Kalfawi, born and raised in the Gaza Strip, the beautiful Gaza Strip where my mother, my father, my sister and their family are right now, is still there. I want you to remember their names like everyone else, because I have no idea in another minute where they're going to be. My mother, Mukarram Kalfawi, my father, Munzir Kalfawi, my sister, Manal Kalfawi, and all her five children are now in the Gaza Strip stranded. My father, just to give you an idea, is born in 1939. He's older than the state of Israel. He's surviving the second Nakba. And can I tell you something? Between the first Nakba, when he was a refugee, a boy of 6 years old, till this Nakba, and in between all these wars, he never, never accepted to leave Gaza. He always tells me, Baba, I'm like the sea, like the fish of the sea. I never leave this city. And he never did. He never did. Woo! And my mom, I have to say, in my attempt to try desperate to get them out, I want my family to be safe just for now. And I'm trying to convince them and see what can I do. And you know what my mom is telling me? I won't leave till I go back to my home, check on it, and replant my plants and water every plant in my garden. That's what my mom is thinking of. That's what my mom, and this is the type of resistance that my family has. My sister and her children, everyone in a different place. When I have a contact with her, I am so scared to ask her, do you have food today? How could I ask her? Are you warm with this weather? Because I'm so scared of the answer. What can I do with the survival guilt being here and unable to help them? So imagine, this is what we feel, the Palestinians, all of us, but when you have family in there, not knowing every minute what's gonna happen, and knowing that every 10 minutes, a child is losing a limb in Gaza, a child dying at the day in Gaza, moreover than 9,000 children killed. I hate statistics. I don't want to talk about statistics. They're not statistics. They're names, they're stories. I know every corner in the Gaza Strip. I was there for 3 months. I took my children to see everything about Gaza and couldn't see, of course, the rest of Palestine. The Israeli army will never allow me to go to Al-Quds, to Jerusalem, or any place. But we were there. I witnessed every corner, every street that is destroyed, and my heart aches, and my pain is sorrow. It's sorrow as much as their violence is sorrow. But I have to say that I felt defeated at times. I am weakened at times. But then I remind myself of what my family is telling me, and I remind myself of what I know about my people, what I know about the 75 years of my people, that I also witnessed all the wars in Gaza. I know how it feels. I know how scary it feels. But at the same time, I know. I'll tell you the short story of the oppressed, the Palestinian people. The short story of the oppressed, that they will never, ever left the land, no matter how horrific the situation is. The short story of the oppressed, that they do prevail and they do defend their land and their olive trees as much as they defend their own children. The story of the oppressed, that for 75 years, segregated second-class citizens in historical Palestine, in occupation in the West Bank, in Al-Quds, and all the horrific crimes and war crimes and genocide in Gaza. And they say, we are here and we are not leaving, and free Palestine will prevail. This is what they say, not us. I am taking my strength from them. I'm reminding myself of what everyone is telling me. This is the story of them. This is the story of them leading Israel by the neck to the ICJ court. The story of them having it, finally seeing a glimpse of humanity. I work for the United Nations for Palestine refugees, dreaming that one day human rights, international law will prevail, that we will have the right to freedom, justice, and it never happened. Over 160 binding and non-binding laws against Israel, never the international community. If there is an international community, never applied. But this time, there is hope. I am so hopeful. This time in history have to be recorded. This is what they did. And I'll tell you a short story about our occupier. They are so scared, they are so weak by the fact that Palestinians exist. Just by the fact that we exist. And let me tell you, they are so scared by the fact that we exist anywhere. By you being pro-Palestinians, it scares the hell out of them. In Australia, in Canada, anywhere. Just raising the flag could get you targeted. Wearing the kufiya could get you targeted. Speaking out in media could get you fired from the media. Boycotting their products could get you called anti-Semitic and being targeted. See how fragile, how weak, how threatened our existence is. The resistance that scares the hell out of them. And the existence everywhere. You are a Palestinian because you're standing for humanity. You don't have to be a Palestinian. You don't have to be a Muslim or a Christian or anything in between. Just standing for that. And I have to say that I want to tell my family when I get in touch with them that you, every one of you, is a witness of the suffering of the Palestinians. Every one of you also being here, speaking out, shouting in your millions and in your millions about free Palestine, and speaking in social media and talking to your MPs and shaming the government, you also had something to do with the 84 paper that the ICJ and South Africa is putting onto the table. 84 papers of amazing documentation, not only of this, but this 75 years. And what a proud moment for us. Who can present us better than South Africa? Who can present us better than South Africa? South Africa knows what apartheid is. South Africa knows what white supremacy and colonialism is. South Africa knows what anti-apartheid movement is. And this is what we have been calling for years. We don't want better representation than South Africa. And the amazing thing, did you laugh? First, it was like a song to my ears hearing these African men and women defending humanity and the Palestinians. Being that brave, being that confident, being not intimidated, and telling the story of the Palestinians, unwavering support. And at the same time, did you see the Englishman that was speaking for Israel? Did you see how amazing? I was actually eating my watermelon. I choked when he said, someone shuffled my papers. Oh my God. The man couldn't even put his papers and his life together. And someone shuffled his papers. He is actually a perfect representation of what Israel stands for. Someone did something for Israel. Never take accountability for what they do. They never do. Someone always does something for them. They are in self-defense, so obviously it seems the Palestinians came and shuffled his papers somehow. Or someone, you know, a tunnel or a child raising a stone or something came and took his papers. If he was such a joke, I laughed for the first time since October 7. But this restored so much hope in me. This will never go down in history. And like Francesca Albanese of the UN said, this is a moment that history needs to recognize when African men and women fight for humanity and for the Palestinians against the ruthless apartheid colonialism of Israel. And I want to end with an acknowledgement. I want to tell my family and everybody in Gaza that you being here in the thousands is not a simple thing. Being here every Saturday and speaking out and voicing your concern and shaming the government is something actually, as we've seen, leading to their freedom. So don't you think what you're doing is little. Don't you underestimate being here.